The Christmas Story, today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules. I'm your host, Dave Pritchard. The regular show will be back in a few weeks, but today, in the spirit of the season, I wanted to leave you with simply the Christmas story. Every year, my dad records the story narrated by my three sons and my two nieces, and I just thought that you might enjoy a simple story that provides each of us with the opportunity for true life. Enjoy, and Merry Christmas.
The Christmas Story, taken from Luke chapter 2 and Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Recited by Morgan, age 15, Brody, age 9, Beckett and Grant, age 7, and Carly, age 6.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were frightened.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful.
Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace.
Merry Christmas from our house to yours.